The other night, as I was bustling around the house doing everyday activities, settling in with a cup of hot chocolate and a magazine, I heard my mom calling me from the next room. I knew the instant I heard my name that something was up. Her tone sounded serious. "Sarah, will you come here, please?" My stomach dropped. I thought I was about to get in trouble for something I'd done wrong. Well, as much as it turned out not to be about me doing something wrong, it still felt like punishment. "Sarah, I'd like to talk to you about sex." The conversation began slowly and awkwardly as my mom asked if I knew what sex is. And, just to be sure I knew, she answered her own question, in detail. Inside, I was screaming with agony and pleading for her to stop, but I sat quietly, listening. She went on to mention the dangers of pregnancy, STDs, and the emotional pain of being hurt in a relationship. It's got to be hard for parents to talk to their kids about sex, and we teens aren't necessarily jumping up and down begging for the talk. A Kaiser Family Foundation study showed that out of high school students, only 38% said they were comfortable with talking to their parents about sex. Senior Tara Devlin from Stellar Secondary School says that sex definitely isn't her favorite subject.
My mom's a midwife, so she came home and told the stories of 17-year-olds having babies and 14-year-olds having chlamydia. So I got the kind of scare stories from my parents. They always have been saying that I can talk to them, and they're here for me, and they can. But I don't think I tell my parents any sexual relations that I have until I'm much older. But so even though they say they're open, I don't think that parents know how hard it is for kids to talk to them about that.
It seems to some teens that parents feel the need for the talk because they aren't aware that teens are being exposed to so much information about sex every day. Stephanie Goddard, a sophomore at West High, thinks that sexual content is all around.
Where do you not learn about sex? I mean, seriously, every day in school you have sexual innuendos, you watch movies. Any place is a place to learn about sex. There's no way you can keep it from people nowadays.
But even though sex is talked about in many places, it's still an uncomfortable subject for teens, especially when they're at home talking with their parents.
That is where it gets awkward, because that's the one place that a teen does not want to hear about sex. And that's the one place that they'll go to any lengths to avoid the sex talk.
Another West High student, senior Becker Mirak-Seguin, said that parents should talk to their kids about sex because it is an emotional subject. But he would be more likely to be found talking with his friends about it.
Definitely with your close and personal friends, because, I mean, with guys, I mean, we're supposedly think about sex all the time. And of course, it's not true, but no, but really, sometimes you just sit down and talk about it. Like, hey, what do you think about sex? Are you going to do it? Are you going to not do it? Or what's up? And I don't know, guys have a crazy conversations about sex that actually turn out to be beneficial to like everyone in the group, and I think it's more of a close friend relationship that I've had personally with my close friends. And whenever you want to just talk about sex, you just talk about sex, and it's normal, and that's where you learn the most information.
Teens also hear a lot about sex from the media. Becker and Stephanie both agree that TV and movies show sex as desirable.
The media definitely pushes, you know, people to have sex. I mean, if you look at movies like American Pie, you have the studs being people who have a lot of sex. And so you have guys who want to emulate that every day.
Sex seems to be what TV shows, some TV shows are even revolved around. It's not, or it's a big part of the plot. And that's what, I mean, that's what kids see, and that's what they want to do, because they, of course, aspire to being those characters and doing what those characters do. So that definitely influences what their decisions when that point comes in time.
Another report from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that there is a link between the sexual behaviors of teenagers and the media they consume. The study showed that 80% of popular teen television shows contain sexual content. The same report claimed adolescents who watch television with high levels of sexual content are twice as likely to initiate sexual intercourse and other sexual activities. If this study is accurate, then teens are gaining a large perspective about sex from the media, but they're also getting information from other sources. In the Anchorage School District, students are taught sex education in eighth grade. Some students say that health class in middle school isn't enough. Tara Devlin thinks the goal to teach abstinence is ridiculous.
I think abstinence is the biggest BS in the world, because, I mean, like, abstinence is good. That would be probably the safest way, but if you have if you're just saying abstinence, that's how people get in trouble, because they have no one to run to. They don't know, you know, if they do make a mistake or whatever, if they just want to be sexually active, they might not know the safe ways to do it, because they're thinking they're just doing something wrong.
West High sophomore Morgan Haskins also thinks that sex education doesn't cover enough.
I kind of felt like we were getting a one-sided aspect of, like, what is sex, and abstinence was being advocated to almost the extreme. Like, I don't think that teens were really given, like, the whole information. I think that we had received more information about protective sex and, like, you know, making preparations before, that would have been more effective than just saying no sex at all. I remember, like, the only step that we were permitted to take safely was, like, a safe kiss, a simple kiss, as they put it, which is basically a peck on the cheek. And I don't think that really resounded with many teens who had already, like, gone beyond that, like, since, like, sixth grade.
Many students feel that they don't have enough information about the issues that concern them most, like using adequate protection during sex. Stephanie Goddard worries about becoming sexually active without that information.
Unless you know the danger, don't get into sex. I mean, it's not something that you can, like, readily just throw yourself into. It is dangerous. You can't. There's huge risk for pregnancy and STDs.
Stephanie says that the dangers of sex can easily alter entire lives.
Well, I mean, obviously, at this point, sex can ruin your life. If you had a baby right now, it would, you know, I mean, you'd have to drop out of school. It will ruin your life. And I think that it's definitely something that has to be handled with a lot of maturity and a lot of care. And if you can't handle that, then you shouldn't be having sex at all.
For those who don't feel like they are learning enough about the dangers of sex, there are other options and means of learning. Some people who thought that schools weren't offering enough information created programs to teach more about the matter. Programs such as Rare Tea or Reducing AIDS Risk Effectively in Teens do just that. Rare Tea was started in 1987 with a purpose to educate teens about HIV and AIDS, as well as communication skills, alcohol and drug use and their influences on sexual behavior, risk protection, and developing healthy self-esteem. Its method is to let teens teach their peers about sex. A member of Rare Tea from Diamond, Mina Ganesan, says that the program is much more effective than sex ed.
Teens kind of relate more with their peers, and if peers are teaching them about sex and whatnot, then they actually relate better, they actually listen, rather than a regular sex ed class. I really think that after teens hear other teens that are their same age talking about risks and whatnot, that they really listen, and they're really influenced by it.
West High's Becker says that teens may be influenced by their peers, but they really need the participation of their parents. He thinks sex ed should be taught at home.
Personally, I believe parents should do the teaching, because sex is such a touchy subject and so personal that I don't think schools should have very much, if anything, to do with sex. Because, sixth grade, when you watch the Miracle of Life and all that intro to sex, I had a friend that her family didn't want her to watch The Miracle of Life, and they had a parent signature, and her mom signed off on it and didn't want her to watch The Miracle of Life. And I think that's perfectly justified, because it's something more emotional and more that the parents need to pass on to their kids, because it's within the family, and also, it's a big step in life, and parents should have more to do with teaching their kids about that big step or big transition than the school should.
After our long conversation about sex, it's become easier for my mom and I to talk. Sex is a subject that has to be handled with care and concern by teens, parents, educators, and role models. It's an event that can be life-changing. With better education and closer bonds between parents and their teens, I think the risks and dangers that come along with having sex have a higher chance of being prevented, keeping more teens safe and healthy. I'm finding that if I ever have any questions, or there comes a time when I need advice about sex, my mom will always be there to listen and help. That's a good feeling. I'm Sarah Perman.